Hey climbers, this is Brent.
And this is Johnny.
Today's episode is a climb classic. It's one we think is worth another listen. But if you have not heard it before, it is new to you. And here it is.
All right, welcome to another song title challenge where the question is, climbers, how would you write this one? We have climbers, listeners of this podcast, send in their song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. Please put song title challenge or STC in the subject line so that it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. It'll get lost, I promise you. And then I spring that title on the podcast here, kind of live to Brent and a guest. And we take about 20 minutes to try to cook up 5 or 6 different conceptual angles for writing that song title. This is what the kind of work that you should be doing before you get into a room, because sometimes with the title, the very first idea is the best, but most times you got to go down that rabbit hole a little bit, and then you find the money way to write it, and that's not going to be cliche, and that is going to be it's going to be the right direction to go, and it's going to turn everybody on in the room. You know what I'm saying? This is a fun creative exercise, not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. Brent, we figured out this is an amazing exercise to breathe new life into
old titles.
Old titles, right? Like, you started going back through your hookbook.
Yep.
25 years ago and taking titles that you haven't even thought about for a couple decades, and then taking 15 or 20 minutes to do this, and then lo and behold, you're getting cuts and it's happening for you, right?
Oh, heck yeah. It's funny. Go back through that old stuff that you've forgotten about, but here 20, 25 years or 10 years later from writing some of those titles down and not actually writing the song, like, I'm a different writer. I write in more genres now, life experience, and hopefully I'm better writer than I was back then, and they can have a new life. I mean, I have a bluegrass hold on a song right now that I wrote last year with a guy, and I didn't tell him, like, the lyric was like 17 years old. I brought it to him. I was like, here's a song, brand new. What do you think about it? Or the lyric. He's like, oh, I love it. I'm like, great. So 17 years ago, I was aiming for country. You know, now it's a bluegrass thing. Man, age is just a number on your title, on your ideas, all that stuff. So it's been well worth it for me to go back on the days I'm good about doing it and just kind of, dusting them off and taking a look at them with new eyes. So highly recommend it.
There we go. And now today it's time to introduce our guest here. I mean, we spared no expense. We bought some heavy hitter in today. Why don't you do the honors, buddy?
Yes. In case you didn't know, today's guest is a hit songwriter with cuts by Brett Young, in case you didn't know. Luke Combs, I Got Away With You, as well as cuts upcoming and in the past with Chris Young featuring Michael Ray, Love and Theft, and Scotty McQuarrie, and others. So welcome to The Climb, Tyler Reeve.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Tyler. Thank you for saying yes.
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, man.
So congrats on your success, man. Those are some great cuts.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, man. I don't even know when I was first talking to you guys about doing this, everything gets so hectic and everything else. But I just want to appreciate or say thanks to you guys for having me on here and letting us talk about this cool idea that you guys have to help freshen up the memories.
All right, so let's get to the title today. So I have to tell you, this comes a slightly different way. Last night, and this is why my voice is trashed today, by the way. If you were looking at this is going to drop probably like a month from now or something, I think.
Yeah,
so we're
in
way
April,
ahead of the game on this. But it is March, what's the date today, the 24th? It's March 24th, and last night, Queensryche and Judas Priest were in town. I've done a lot of work with Judas Priest's PR company, and the guy who taught me guitar and like one of my hometown heroes is plays guitar in Queensryche. So
cool.
I'm going to the show last night, and the day before I get hit up from Randy Maynard.
yeah.
climber. And he's like, dude, I'm in town. What are you doing? Can I take you out to dinner? And I was like, sure. So I said, you know, let's head out. But I got a hard out at 7:15 because I got to get downtown to the Coliseum thing or whatever. So we went out. I met him and Jordan. I don't know what Jordan's last name is, but
Burks.
Anyway, I'm always down to meet up with climbers and stuff like that, you know? So it was really cool. We had a great conversation and they're like, dude, we got a song title for you that we want to spring. I'm like, okay, let me know. You know? So I had them email it to me just to make sure. But, the title is, so this is from Randy Maynard and the title is Pictures to Prove It.
All right. Pictures to
Pictures to Prove It.
All right. So, Randy, thanks for sending in that title. And, Johnny, now that Randy has your number, you'll be hearing a lot from him. Just heads up, the texts are coming. Love you, Randy. All right, so let me write this down here. All right.
Pictures to prove it. That's right. Pictures to prove it.
Pictures to prove it. So, what's your hot take on that, Johnny? Johnny usually gives us his hot take before we dive in. Gives us a second to
Right off the bat, I kind of... I mean, I like the title. I think that the title is interesting. Sometimes Tyler will get a title and it'll just like on the surface, the title itself is like, wah, wah. And I always say like, just think about looking at the song title, The Dance, in a hook book, you know, you're like, meh, I don't know. But then, you know, Tony Arata is like, what if we did it this way? And yeah. It's an iconic friggin' song, you know? So, but this one I think is really cool. So it's interesting. And obviously there's going to be some low hanging fruit here. So I'm very, very intrigued about where this is going to turn to make it the mind blow concept, you know?
Yeah. I like the alliteration of it with pictures, then you know there's going to be imagery built in, I think, to the song. It should be. And what is it? You know, so that kind of opens a loop that I want to like, what, you know, if you just see the title, does it get you winning before you're spinning? I want to know what they're proving with those pictures. And so it automatically intrigues me. Unfortunately, I can't just hit play and find out. I got to, you know, Tyler and I get to play in the sandbox and figure out what that might mean. But I dig the title overall. I think it's good.
So my question would be, I mean, are these titles like malleable kind of the way they are when we actually write, where they, a lot of times when you write, it seems like the initial title then kind of morphs just slightly.
Yeah. We can play a little bit. Uh-huh. And yeah. So we can play with them if we need to. And also, like any genre is on the table. It doesn't have to be a country thing. It could be rock, rap, gospel, whatever. It doesn't matter. So just different ways of playing with this title.
I mean, you go ahead, because you guys do this all the time. So I can tell you what my initial inclination when I hear this is.
Oh, well, go ahead. I'd love to hear it.
I think for me, it would be, I like, don't need no pictures to prove it. Like,
yeah.
I think the negative side of that is stronger to me because, you know, I think, especially the fact that we all get so caught up in everything on our phones and everything nowadays. But I think you can do the whole, you know, if it's a country song, it's, you know, I caught a 10-pound bass in the middle of Alabama. I won state or whatever, any of those things you want to do. I had this truck, blah, blah, blah. I don't need no pictures to prove it because, you know, I got my daddy's cast arm. I got my mama's, you know, draw. I got the blah, blah, blah and all this, you know, and I got that football on the wall, whatever, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like all this, to me, I would think it's, you know, like it's the opposite. A lot of times people go, well, you know, picture didn't happen or something like that. It's like a strong part would be saying, I don't need no pictures to prove it. You can still keep that alliteration. You can get that internal rhyme of don't know. I mean, I don't know, but that'd definitely be a country song.
For sure. And I love that. And yeah, we can add things to the top and the bottom of the titles to twist it like you just did. That's all fair game. And I love that too, because it's kind of taking a shot at, you know, the shallow Instagram, whatever kind of society, and just going, I don't need all that. I know what happened, you know? So, I don't need to post about everything. So I love that concept of it.
Kind of like a living in the moment angle to it, which is, so last night I'm at that show And I wanted to just do some live stuff for my boys back home. You know, it's like our boy Stone is up on stage with Queensryche. Like, we're just like, this is the band that, you know, blew my mind at a very early age. And we're just so proud, you know. And while I'm doing it, like, what am I doing? I'm focused on freaking doing the live thing and not doing a good job of it because it's a little shaky and all that stuff. And what am I not doing? Paying attention to the damn show. Like,
yeah.
So maybe it is that. Maybe the angle is yeah, it's like the live in the moment. You know what I mean? And you don't need, or you could, you know, from a person like, I don't need no pictures to prove it. Like, I'm here. I'm in the moment. And you got the Rolodex up in your head, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's
because if you're too busy trying to get the pictures to prove that you're missing, it's passing you by maybe. Right.
Yeah. 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 So I love that concept of like living.
I've been very active in trying to, I guess, live more in the moment. In as far as like not looking at everything through the screen of your phone when you're at a concert or when you're at something else. And, my social media has definitely suffered as far as what I put or post on there, and most of the pictures or videos or whatever ones that my wife took or someone that was with me. But it's really impacted me as far as the experiences I have and enjoying a concert or enjoying, you know, whatever, a sunset on a boat or whatever it may be. I think there's a lot to that. It really is enriching for your soul itself. 'Cause we look at so many like pictures and everything. Pictures have to be so just ostentatious now, like for you to even stop and look at it. It's like,
yeah,
you know, a picture of a sunset, you're just scrolling right by it and you're like, yeah, there's another sunset somebody posted on Instagram. But if you sit there and look at a beautiful sunset on your own, I mean, it's a little bit of a different thing.
Yeah. It's different being there. I love that. And you could spin that into several things. It could be more of a, redneck, you know, party song about, you know, we went out, we raised hell, to bonfire in the field kind of thing. But I was too busy living to take pictures of it. I don't need any pictures to prove it. I got the hangover and the bruises or whatever.
Dude, start out like the Hangover movie starts, right? Every single one starts like we screwed up. Like he's on the phone and then you have to go backwards to find out like what happened. Yeah. But you could start the song out like that, like just waking up, you know, your tongue stuck to the pillow, the mean man's playing bongos in your head, and then you're like, oh, I don't need any pictures to prove it. I got the proof right here. I'm all banged up, you know. That's that would be cool.
Yeah.
So Bridge, you can flip it to that. It'd be nice to have some pictures to prove it because I can't remember anything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know.
Yeah, there's a second verse, right? I wish we had the pictures to prove it because we can't. Again, like the Hangover, like the movie Hangover, like they had to piece together like what happened from pictures and stuff.
It's like, but if I did have pictures, you'd see a lot of this, that, and the other. I also think, you know, like how can you pull it into like, oh, so that's like the party thing, the Hangover. Like, what about the love thing? It's like, I loved her, she loved me. I don't need pictures to prove it. You know, maybe she took them. She took like literally took the pictures away. You don't have them anymore, or you got mad and you burned them, or that kind of thing. Like where you don't have the pictures, or either that, or ooh, you know, sometimes you just don't kiss and tell.
Yeah,
I don't need.
Oh, pictures that's so to prove interesting. It. Like it could go either way. Like one way is like we love each other, and I've got pictures to prove it. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's pictures of your kids. Maybe that's pictures of each of you like together on vacations or mm-hmm. whatever. But the other thing is, there ain't no pictures to prove it because you could burn them, right? Like it could be a get over you song from maybe from a female perspective, mm-hmm. right? Like I burned all the pictures to prove it, or that's messing with the title.
And that makes me think too of like, you know, my grandparents, they're just not many, they're more pictures when they're older, but not when they were young in love or what, you know, what my grandpa did or whatever. He didn't need pictures to prove it because he still got that 400 acres. Outside my hometown, you know, still has a family name on it. And, you know, the stuff that somebody did, like he didn't have to go posting everything. Basically, what he posted, fence post. That's the only thing he posted for fences. You know, it's like, that's awesome. and they friggin' built the world, you know, like that. If you look at the Greatest Generation kind of thing, you know, it's like, you don't, you know, if they were in pictures, I guess you could almost have a little Jamie Johnson. You should have seen it.
Yeah, and that obviously, that song is written, I mean, to the wall of a picture song. But I'm with you on that, too. That was my other kind of thought would be, you know, you can go the breakup route and say, you know, like, you can say you don't love me. You can say, I actually wrote a song, not this title, but very similar, with one of my dear friends, Channing Wilson. We wrote a song called Picture You. Mm. And it's like, in this picture, you had the, you know, had a rose in your hair, a smile on your face, blah, 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 blah. And even all this years later, even though we've broken up and it still hurts, it's still how I picture you. But yeah, I think cool. If you go with pictures of privy, you can do that exact same thing. You know, you can say, you say you don't love me. You say it was never good and you were never happy, but I got the pictures to prove it. This is us down on the beach. This is whatever, blah, blah, blah.
That stuff. That's good. Like a longing, like a heartbreak. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's really good because first of all, it's putting her up on a pedestal. You're not, it's not angry ex-boyfriend. It's please come back. And then you could have the ambush or the big reveal at the end of that song. You could do like a Sixth Sense thing where you explain like in one line exactly why this dude is in the predicament he's in. Mm. And it's some mistake that he did or something.
Well, I thought you were going to say that she was dead.
or that. I mean, just one of those hair raising things where you're like, but maybe she died or maybe he screwed up and she got the pictures to prove it.
Yeah. I was thinking the cheating thing too. It's like, I got the, like I brought receipts, you know, like I got the pictures to prove it. Cause you know, it's like you were out and you know, my buddy sent me a picture of you dancing with this dude. You know, there's that sort of thing, which is not that interesting to me. Cause that's just, you know, angry breakup thing. But that is one way to go of, you know,
no, but if it's from the guy's perspective where he's the one that screwed up and he's like totally lamenting.
Yeah.
He broke his own heart.
What if a woman knows things, right? That woman's intuition, she don't need pictures to prove it. Like she knows that he's screwing around on her and she doesn't have the proof, but she doesn't need pictures to prove it. Like she knows, something to the way he's kissing her or not kissing her, what he's not saying to her anymore. You know, the dog that didn't bark kind of thing. Like I don't need to see the fire to smell the smoke. You know, kind of thing.
That could even be a female. That could even be a female singing it that way. Saying
for sure. Know, yeah. And if you did it,
prove it. Cause you know, there's no spark in your kiss. There's no, you know, there's no tenderness in your touch, whatever, that kind of stuff. You could go kind of old school with it, but being a female singing that.
It's like, I don't need to have hire a PI to, you know, follow you around and snap pictures of you in the bar with some harlot. So
yeah, that that's one of my favorite sayings is, you know, sometimes you don't need to know how the clock works. You just need to know what time it is. Exactly. And she's like, I know what time it is. And I don't need the pictures to prove it. Like this is, there's a distance, you know, and she's feeling that like in a heartbeat.
So I think that could be interesting from a female point of view. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I feel like this is one of those that is just wide open. And I wonder if, like, don't doubt so-and-so because he's got the pictures to prove it. I don't know how interesting that would be about, you know, he's talking, or I'm going to need to see pictures to prove it. I got to have pictures to prove it. Like, oh, okay, you're going to have to back that up. You know, there's that thing too of like, yeah, you're talking all this stuff. I don't need to see some pictures of that. Cause we all have that, know those people that are big talkers and everything. And just like, nah, I don't believe you anymore. or could it be, you know, the opposite side, which, I mean, I prefer what you said, Tyler, about I don't need all the pictures of stuff, but I think of like people, you know, posting pictures like the Hopetown paper of the biggest buck, all that stuff of like, yeah, they got an 8-point, whatever. And it's pictures in the hometown paper and just different stuff. Like, what could it be like of that sort of thing where it's not too, maybe it's the people around here and we got the pictures to prove it, kind of put, you know, proving your redneck cred or your country cred around here. You know, we got
hometown cred, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you tell stories about the people in the hometown, you know, that's Bob the baker. And this is, you know, Lucy, she's the teacher and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they got pictures to prove it. You know, it's just all how the fabric of a hometown weaves together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another thing I was thinking of, and this is sort of back to the guy's heartbroken because he doesn't have the relationship anymore. And what else are there pictures of? There's pictures of, you've got pictures of sonograms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's pregnant.
I was thinking about that. Yeah.
Or mammograms.
No. Yeah.
If she died, and mm-hmm. I got pictures to prove it.
Yeah.
That here's what happened. She went before her time, whatever, you know, just something that's just going to tear you apart on that because.
Yeah. I mean,
you're just so destitute.
Going to maybe more of like a Christian country route, you know, so probably too, you know, religious for like country radio, but there is that small Christian country market. You're talking about this girl and kind of her life, and sometimes life is hard. She's got the pictures to prove it, you know, so maybe that's the mammogram. But eventually she has faith and she don't need pictures to prove that God's real. You know, she believes. Yeah, and by the end of it,
yeah, you can go that,
the mammogram's
yeah.
clear.
Yeah.
She's got the pictures to prove it. What are you saying, Tyler?
Well, no, I mean, I think it's still the same. I think to me, it keeps going back to the don't needing pictures to prove it, only because it'd be the same thing. It'd be, you could say, I mean, as a chorus, you start going into, because Jesus walked on water, and like, we don't have pictures of that kind of stuff. You can just start going after all of that stuff and say, here's why I need the pictures to prove it, because my faith is strong.
Yep.
You don't have to make that a only a religious song, kind of like, you know, I was a part of the Whiskey on My Breath song, and that song to a lot of people, it seems like a very faith-based song only. But really there's a way to kind of walk both of that line about the fact, I mean, you know, nobody's perfect.
That lyric was, I don't want to meet God with whiskey in my breath. Right.
Right. Yeah. It's, I ain't afraid.
That is so good, dude. Yeah, that might be my favorite song you wrote. Yeah. Like,
I ain't afraid of dying, but what scares me to death is meeting Jesus with whiskey on my breath.
Yeah. that's so good.
You know, that song, just the way, the same with this, where you could do something that way, but that, you know, sometimes when you hit a song like that, where you write it in a way that it's just universal, obviously it's better because you have people, it's different, means different things to different people. Even Eric Gunderson, who's one of the guys from Love and Theft, that song really resonated to him as an addiction song. And Eric's now, I think, 8 years sober. It meant a lot to him that way. Bobby Bones felt the same way about it. And then other people, and including some writers, where the way we, to me, I was thinking of it as like, you can be a good guy and make a mistake and end up dying or something, you know, and that's what you don't want to go then. You know, you want to go at your best. So, I think there's something there for that. This song, you could have that faith in there, and it could be about love, family, all that kind of stuff. But then, you know, just going to that big chorus, because Jesus walked on water, and you know, you can, I mean, hit all that stuff.
Yeah, and I think about Randy and Jordan, who's his main co-writing partner that you had dinner with. I know they write country. They also write Southern gospel. I've written some gospel with them, and it seems like that could be a good like Southern thing too. So listen up, Randy. Like you said, Tyler, Jesus walked on water. We don't have pictures, but I don't need pictures to prove it. You know, there are no pictures of the pearly gates either in heaven, but I don't need those pictures to prove it, just because I have faith and I've seen what he's done in my life that you can't. You might have some before and after pictures of me before and after, but we really can't see that internal change too much, even though there's obviously, you know, evidence of it in your life. But I think that could be cool. Just going, you know, we're going like straight Southern gospel and don't need pictures to prove it. Everybody's, you know, taking pictures. Like you said before, if you don't have a picture, it didn't happen. But there's some things I know I don't need pictures of. You know, Jesus walked on water, and heaven's out there waiting and, you know, inside those pearly gates, and I'm going to get a mansion someday. I don't need pictures to prove it. I think it'd be pretty strong that way as well.
Absolutely.
That's killer, man. What was I just thinking of? On that same line of thinking, right? Doing the right thing all the time, doing the right thing when nobody's looking.
No. Yeah.
Right. If there's some way to kind of weave that in there, like that, like you're going to walk the straight and narrow, and maybe that's too far of a reach and you don't need pictures to prove it. I don't know.
Yeah. But it makes me think though, like, since we're just talking about like gospel type ideas, is that, you know, God knows what you're doing. He don't need pictures to prove it. Like, well, he talks about do your good deeds and stuff in private. Or the people that prayed really loud out in the temple, they already got the reward, right? They're doing that to be seen by people. but God knows your heart. And the person that's over in the corner praying, like, God's more likely to hear those. That person's not praying for show. It's a little trickier, but like, I don't have to go telling everybody what I'm doing for the kingdom or whatever. God don't need pictures to prove it. Like, he knows. So it could be that kind of thing, that humble. And it might be, you know, like my grandpa did all these good things for people, but he didn't brag about it. People don't know. But now that we're at his funeral, we're hearing chatter of all the stuff, all the ways he helped people. It's a good thing God don't need pictures to prove that,
dude,
grandpa loved him, kind of thing.
What if that, you just nailed something there. What if you go, so what if you said you could do anything and you could, like, whatever, and you could start that court, you know, Jesus walked on water, turn that water into wine, blah, 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 whatever, all this stuff. And then you can say, somehow you can get to the don't need pictures to prove it, because God's pictures are a sunset or a tree here, mm-hmm. or whatever that is. Those are the, or I, you could say, and those are the pictures to prove it. Like, you know, that sunset on the coast and that.
Oh, yeah. Like, there is a God. You want to see a picture of it? Like, right there on that sunset.
Right there, and those are the pictures to prove it. You know what I mean?
And that's like, biblical, too, because it talks about
proving that he was there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's all. Yeah.
What about kind of going down, not to do a sequel here, Brent, but I mean, you wrote Monday Morning Church.
Yeah.
But that, what about somebody talking to somebody else who's, you know, in a moment of doubt?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not, for whatever, like the guy from Monday Morning Church who didn't believe in God or was angry at God and you're like, hey,
faith, yeah,
you know, they, yeah, a crisis of faith. And you're like, you know, you don't need pictures to prove it. And then to your imagery that you said, Tyler, I think that would be, ooh, that would be heavy.
Yeah.
That would be really heavy.
it could be one of those, almost where you do the, like the Jesus, you know, walked on water and the empty tomb and stuff, like in the first verse and in the chorus and more that big picture. I don't need pictures to prove it. Some things, you know, speak to the heart, da da da. And then you can go, and I know God's real because of the sunset and the stuff I can look at that isn't a picture of God. Yeah, we can't see his face.
Yeah, it could even be, yeah, it could be that same, exactly like you're saying, conversationally, it could be someone saying like, well, how do you know? Like, why do you have faith? How do you believe in that?
Ooh,
and,
yeah.
You know, you can almost take this title, you know, sometimes how when we're putting a title at the end of a verse, either bookending it or ending verses with them.
Yeah.
And your chorus can start on it. So, you know, you can, you know how, and I know he's been through it. And if you need pictures to prove it, chorus, there's that sunset and the coast. Oh, yeah. There's about a bow, you know, there's a mountain high and da 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 and all this other whatever.
Yeah. And, you know,
yeah.
That's some good looks at it, fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God gave us pictures to prove it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Tyler, what's next for you? What's going on?
Where can folks find you, follow you, fall in love with you and your music, all that good stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I do, Instagram's the only one that I really like do myself, as far as
ironically,
like, it's just Tyler Eve, mostly on whatever. And I don't really, like I said, it's not very exciting because I don't post that much anymore. But, yeah, and I'm out playing some shows and stuff and, been writing a good bit and got some exciting stuff coming out. I guess if it's that important, I'll post it on Instagram. This morning.
if you remember. Yeah. If you remember. Yeah. So you got Scotty McCreery's new single coming out. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, this is on the record. So we don't ever know if something is a single until it's the single.
Until it's on the radio. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's one that myself and Derek George and Monty Criswell wrote called How You Doing Up There. And it's a, it's a God song. It's talking about how, you know, it says, just, you know, down here, it's been one hell of a year. So how you doing up there? You know, it's kind of the, just checking in with God and seeing how it's going up there. Cause you know, it's been kind of rough down here. But that's on his record now. You can go get it off that record, and if it starts getting played on radio, that would be awesome. But like I said, you never know till you know.
Yeah.
Well, from your lips to God's ears is my mom used to say. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of another killer song title challenge. Tyler Reeve, once again, thank you for saying yes. I hope you had a good time doing this. I thought this is a great title, man.
Yeah.
Randy, you got some stuff to work. You got some work to do now. You and Jordan do, buddy. Send your song titles into info@daredevilproduction.com, and we might just have a big heavy hitter on to help us flesh out some of those ideas, guys. This podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
Thanks, guys.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.